WMRA News. I'm Bob Levicky. Emotions flare at Charlottesville's city council over a dispute about the police chief's availability to meet with the Police Civilian Review Board. Governor Northam touts new jobs and construction at the Merck plant in Elkton and meets with local teachers. And there's a new dinosaur in town, thanks to a discovery by a Virginia Tech paleontologist. This is the WMRA Daily for Tuesday, May 7th. Emotions flared at Monday night's city council meeting in Charlottesville over a dispute about the police chief's availability to meet with the Police Civilian Review Board. The Daily Progress obtained a copy of Police Chief Rachel Brackney's calendar and reported that it refutes previous statements from the city that the chief was unable to meet with the Civilian Review Board due to scheduling conflicts. Charlottesville residents attending the meeting Monday night shouted down Councilman Wes Bellamy's defense of Chief Brackney. The Civilian Review Board, the city, and the police department have gone back and forth regarding the police chief's availability to meet with the board. Chief Brackney was in attendance at the city council meeting, but she said she wants to stay out of the political debate. The Civilian Review Board will meet again next Tuesday. Governor Ralph Northam visited the Merck pharmaceutical plant in Elkton on Monday. He announced the company's plans to invest up to $1 billion over the next 3 years to expand its manufacturing facility. WMRA's Randy B. Hagee reports.
About 90 people, local officials, college and business leaders, and plant workers gathered yesterday to hear Governor Northam announce the 120,000 square foot expansion of Merck's Elkton facilities.
Thank you for what you do, for what you contribute to the Commonwealth of Virginia, but perhaps more importantly, to what you contribute to the health of people all around this world.
The expansion, called the Gardasil Purification Center, will create about 100 new jobs at the Elkton plant, which currently employs 900. Gardasil and Gardasil 9 are human papillomavirus vaccines. Pending approval from the General Assembly, Merck could receive up to $7.5 million in state funds for the expansion's stormwater and infrastructure upgrades through the Assembly's Major Employment and Investment Project Approval Commission. JMU and BRCC could receive up to $2.5 million for biotechnology engineering and computer science workforce development, which Northam identified as important fields of the 21st century.
The key is to be able to train talent here in Virginia at our great colleges and universities, and then be able to keep that talent in Virginia. So this is really a win-win situation for Virginia.
For WMRA News, I'm Randy B. Hagee.
Northam also visited with Rockingham County teachers Monday in a roundtable discussion. WHSV-TV reports that Northam and Secretary of Education Atif Carney met with a few local teachers as part of Teacher Appreciation Week. Teachers shared concerns about broadband internet access, school counselors, teacher shortages, and trauma-informed care. Well, Governor Northam made headlines last week when he vetoed a bill that would have established a minimum two-month prison sentence for third-time domestic abusers. Monday, Republicans said the governor's veto undercuts protections for people trapped in abusive relationships, Virginia Public Radio's Mallory Nopain reports.
The bill had passed with wide bipartisan support. Here's the sponsor, Democrat Kathleen Murphy, presenting the measure in committee this session.
And people are being beaten and beaten and beaten. And that's what this bill is meant to correct.
Republicans say the bill would have given hundreds of victims a two-month reprieve, pointing to the fact that half of abusers who wind up in front of a judge more than once currently don't get any jail time. But Mark Maurer with the Sentencing Project says to him that indicates that judges are using their discretion.
What it tells us is that the circumstances of the offense, the relationship between victim and offender, don't require that a person do jail time.
Studies show that mandatory minimums don't work as a deterrent. And Maurer adds, they have negative consequences, disproportionately impacting African Americans.
Because of unconscious bias that may exist.
That's why Governor Ralph Northam says he'll no longer sign any mandatory minimum bills, regardless the crime, even domestic abuse. I'm Mallory Nopain.
The ACLU of Virginia has filed a federal lawsuit seeking to end the use of solitary confinement at two of the state's toughest prisons. The lawsuit, filed Monday, alleges that inmates held in solitary confinement for extended periods of time at the Red Onion and Wallens Ridge prisons have suffered, quote, severe physical and mental health damage. Both prisons are super maximum security facilities in the southwest corner of the state. The Virginia Department of Corrections has denied using solitary confinement. DOC says it uses restrictive housing and a step-down program that allows inmates to earn their way back into the general population. Finally, the dinosaur world is getting a new addition thanks to a Virginia Tech paleontologist, Virginia Public Radio's Michael Pope reports.
That's the sound of the Tyrannosaurus Rex from Jurassic Park. Or actually, it's the Hollywood version of what a Tyrannosaurus might have sounded like back in the early 1990s when the movie was a smash hit. It was only a few years later that a high school student by the name of Sterling Nesbitt made an interesting discovery during an expedition in New Mexico.
We didn't actually know we had a Tyrannosaurus dinosaur for a long time because there weren't any dinosaurs at the time to compare to.
It was smaller, much smaller, just 3 feet tall and 9 feet long. That discovery led to a lengthy investigation, and Nesbitt, now a Virginia Tech paleontologist, is part of a team publishing the findings in the journal Nature Ecology and Evolution.
They weren't the large dominant predators that we know about until the very end of the Cretaceous. So this helps us constrain when Tyrannosauroid dinosaurs became the dominant predators that we've seen all over the world in museums.
Perhaps the most exciting part of the new discovery is the new name, Suskytyrannus hazelae, the younger sibling of the larger and much more ferocious T-Rex. I'm Michael Pope.
I don't care who you are, you gotta love dinosaurs. For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for listening, and enjoy your Monday.